So many wild and wacky things have been happening. I mean, the tsunami in Southeast Asia, tornadoes, unbelievable. Four hit Florida last year in one year, one season. Earthquakes. You know, is the end of the world near? You know, we thought it would end at the millennium. Remember the Y2K mania and then Nostradamus predictions and of course, the best-selling Left Behind series? Well, Ronald Weingard, I should say Wineland, former pastor of the Worldwide Church of God, has written a book called The Prophesied End Time. And we're going to find out how he feels about this whole thing and that maybe, just maybe, a lot of people are thinking about the end of times a lot more seriously. Ronald, nice to have you with us on Pop Off.
It's good to be here.
You know, are you saying just because all these destruction, I mean, we've had destruction throughout the ages. There's always been tornadoes. There's always been hurricanes. There's always been tidal waves. Why now do you think that we're thinking more about the end of time?
Exactly. You bring up a good point because it really doesn't matter what's happened on the earth. Every kind of war there's been, every kind of major tsunami, earthquake, hurricane, whatever, people are talking about the end time because the Bible says so much about it. This book was written, it came out, the prophesied end time came out in the middle of summer, began the advertising more or less this fall, September and on, and been on radio interviews all over and telling people, that's why this book was written, to tell people this is the time that we just happen to live in, that it is the end of 6,000 years that God allotted to mankind, and the end is here. We are at that time. And so the tsunami over there, we're going to see a lot more of these things over the next year intensify and become more frequent. And then in the 3 years that follow that, we're going to see it very, very strong here in the United States. It's going to be very devastating right here.
Like what?
Well, there will be natural disasters here. There will also be terrorism that will make 9/11 look puny in comparison.
It's probably about 2006 on.
Yes, there may be some things that even happened before that, as far as natural disasters and possibly even terrorism here. But I can only give you what I know at this point in time is that 3 years after that, that there will be incredible devastation right here in the United States. We are going to come to a demise. Europe is going to arise as a very powerful country. They're going to be the most predominant, and United States is no longer going to be the dominant force on the earth.
Why?
Because we're prophesied to take a fall. We're prophesied to be the first to fall in the world. We are at the end time. The entire world is going to go through the worst times of human history in 6,000 years of mankind. And we are the first. We're prophesied. This nation and Canada, United States, Australia, New Zealand, Western Europe are all prophesied in Scripture. The single greatest nation the world has ever known was prophesied in Scripture. We're that nation.
What are we called in Scripture? Because obviously they didn't know we were going to be called the United States back then.
Exactly. Well, get into that in the book. There's an interesting history about...
I don't have the book, so I got
to... No, I know, but I'm telling you that. But it's developed. I'm just telling you it's developed more in a book for you read it, for people that might want to read it. But way back in the time of Judah came to a point that they had a separation in their nation. Ten of the nations went to the north, became known as Israel. Judah stayed in the south. That's where Jerusalem was. The first example you find of the word Jews mentioned in the Scripture is the Jews were at war with Israel. Well, most people today, when they hear the word Israel, they think you're talking about Judah, that area of the world. And the reality is that Israel was the first to be taken captive. Both kingdoms were taken captive. Judah was taken captive by the Babylonians. And before that, Assyria came down and conquered Israel. Israel was taken up into places in Europe. And they brought down the people of Samaria. That's why in the time of Christ, you read about Samaritans up in that region of the area. That's what the Assyrians did. Those people, those ten nations that were far, far larger in number than Judah, migrated to Western Europe. One of those tribes, one of those nations migrated here to the United States. Others, one was prophesied to be a commonwealth of nations throughout the world. That was the British Commonwealth. And another one was prophesied to be the single greatest nation at the very end. And we are that nation.
Now, when you say end, are we talking wiping everything
No.
out? Are we just talking, toppling
No.
down? What is it?
No, we're talking about technology. If you look at technology, why hasn't mankind developed the kind of technology, any portion of it, over the last 6,000 years? Why has it just happened now? And the answer is because God told mankind that when the time came for his intervention, that given the ability, man would annihilate himself. We are, because of technology and our use of everything we've ever had as human beings, we misuse it, and we eventually use most of it for war. That is what's coming. Mankind would literally annihilate himself if God didn't intervene and stop it. There is going to be one more war, World War III. Those nations are already prophesied. It's going to be Russia and China and some of those other nations over there in one part of it. The other part is going to be Europe with Germany at the head. One more time, it's going to be the last resurrection of what's called the Holy Roman Empire, the last revival. And
Is there going to be anything left?
Yes, there will be. It's just like in the United States. It's literally prophesied that very early on, two-thirds of this nation will be, two-thirds of the population within about 6 months of what's called the Great Tribulation will die. The last third does not have it made. And other nations in the world, some of them fare far worse than us.
Now, I got to ask you, because, you know, when we talk about the end times, the one thing I've always wondered about, I wonder how many times the world actually ended. I don't know that this is the first time. You know, maybe we've ended 100 times. Who knows?
The only time it's ever ended was once when there was a great flood, and God started all over with one family. And what's taking place right now is God gave man 7,000 years, as far as his plan is concerned, of life on the earth. The first 6,000, he's left hands off, except when he's intervened a few times, when he worked with the nation of Israel, certain ones throughout the Old Testament, and then as he began to work with the church after Jesus Christ. As far as that 6,000 years is concerned, he lets us know that at the very end of that, he is going to intervene. Jesus Christ is coming back to this earth to rule that last 1,000 years. And that's what's coming behind this period of time. 3.5 years is known as the Great Tribulation. Again, those things are developed in the book. If people want to read it, because my job is one of just telling people this is what's happening when it's happening. I don't expect people to believe it right now, but been on radio interviews ever since September, October, and telling them that we're going to see over the next year events increase in magnitude as far as natural disasters and terrorism, and more in frequency. They're going to become greater in magnitude. And this tsunami is just one. There are going to be many more things right behind this. And God is going to reveal to mankind that, yes, this is the end.
Now, one thing you kind of have to straighten out for me, because I get a little confused about this. When we say 6,000 years or 7,000 years, you know, I don't know what a year was back then or what God said was a year, because, you know, he created in 7 days. I don't know if his days were 1,000 years or 100 days.
Well, I appreciate that.
And one other quick question. Because then we hear about things like, you know, some of the ancients in the Bible lived for 300 years. Well,
yes.
We don't know what their year was,
yes.
You know?
Yes. Well, it's the same as it is now. A year is a year. The amount of time it takes the Earth to do its revolution, time amount of rotation and everything, 24-hour day, those things have basically stayed the same for the last 6,000 years. What people don't understand, and I bring some of the stuff out in the book, and by the way, people can get this book free. You can just go to our website, www.the-end.com, and we'll give it to you for free.
The-end.com?
Correct.
Okay.
Or they can go get the January issue of Reader Digest, and they can write in for it. It gives the address there. But at the very beginning, people don't understand that the Earth was created millions of years ago. There were dinosaurs on the Earth, and then along came a great cataclysm. That's very evident in archaeology. People just don't understand, especially a lot of people that are supposedly religious, have a hard time piecing this all together. Well, what happened was, if you understand what the book of Genesis is saying, basically God is showing that he came along at a specific point in time, which was about exactly 6,000 years ago now, and he began to put the earth back on its proper axis. It talks about him separating the waters and so forth and the earth, and you can just read the kind of language that's there. But if you go into the Hebrew and study a little bit more, it becomes clearer. But that is when the sun began to shine through to the earth again. He began to create specific animals, and finally, on the sixth day, man. And then the seventh day, he rested. So we have been on the earth, as far as mankind is concerned, only 6,000 years.
Now, that I realize, and I'm not disputing what you believe. There is a lot of discussion about that, whether it is 6,000
sure.
or not. But I'm not going to dispute that today, because that's a religious belief on everybody's
sure.
life, you know. But I do question one thing. Why would he want to end it?
It's not that. It's just that that's what God gave to man. He gave man that amount of time.
Why? I don't understand why 6,000. Why not 60,000 or 160,000?
Well, because that's just his plan. He gave us a seven-day week. 6 days was for man to live, go about his job, his routines, but the seventh day is God's. And that's the same way every day is for God and his plan is a 7,000-year plan. 6,000 years he gave to man. That's just what he decided. He allotted that.
Okay, but what was? Is there a reward, or is there?
Yes, there is a.
Why is there an ending for the 6,000?
Well, because somewhere it has to be brought to a fulfillment here. What God is doing, again, this has gone into extensively, but briefly here, what God has been doing for 6,000 years is letting man populate the earth, letting man live his life his way, and basically keeping hands off. And when he's intervened and told mankind to live a certain way, all the time, except for a few faithful that God has worked with through time, man has always rejected God. Jesus Christ, when he came along, he condemned every religious belief at that time, telling them that they were not teaching the way of God, even though they thought they were. The Pharisees, the Sadducees, the Zealots, and others. The same thing is true today. Everyone in traditional Christianity is not teaching what Jesus Christ gave them, and people get hopping mad about that.
Oh, I definitely agree with you.
And when you talk about people going to heaven, they get mad when you hear Jesus Christ said, no man has ascended to heaven but he who came down from heaven. And even Peter said, of all people, when he's telling Jewish people, he said, David, who was a king, who was a man after God's own heart, who was a prophet and wrote so many of the Psalms and prophecy in the Psalms, he said, he is dead and buried and in his sepulcher to this day. Well, God's plan is not that people go off to heaven when they die. They go to a grave. They go back to the dirt where they came from. And they await a second life, a second time to live again in a human body. And that's what happens at the end of 7,000 years. Every human being who has ever lived is going to be resurrected again into a physical body, a healthy, strong body. And they're going to be able once and for all to be able to know what human life is like when you live it your own way and man's government and what it's like under God's government. They're going to be able to make the choice then, because God doesn't force himself and his way on anyone. And
no,
so,
absolutely not. And I'm getting sick and tired, to be honest with you. I believe it is the end of times when everybody is judging everybody else as to how they believe.
Yeah, and that's what God's getting ready to do. He's getting ready to show mankind.
I hate it when other people say, because you're not what I, or you don't believe what I believe, you're going to hell. Well, I don't know that you make that judgment.
Yeah, and you think, what a hideous God let someone burn there for all eternity. You know, it's a horrible doctrine that people have. Hell in the Old Testament and the New Testament, it's Hades in the New Testament, Sheol in the Old, and it simply means a hole in the ground. That's all it means. But religion has made their own ideas about a fear of religion, a fear of God that isn't realistic, and they don't even know God then because of those things. And so, again, it's an awesome story, and again, I encourage people to get the book, because I don't expect people to believe it now. But when these things continue to happen over the next year, increasingly so, people will begin to believe, and they'll be able to know what they need to do then to receive the help they need to come through this time to live
hopefully,
in.
Hopefully they've been living the right kind of life, because I can't stand the kind of people that all repent at the very end, you know. They haven't lived a good life and, oh, I'm okay now. Excuse me.
It doesn't work that way.
I want to make sure everybody knows it's called the Prophesied End Time.
Correct.
And you said the website is www.the-end.com.
Correct.
Terrific. I'd love to have you come back again, Ron.
You bet. Anytime.
I appreciate your being with us today, and we'll keep touch with you and
okay.
See what's going on.
Okay, thank you.
I appreciate your time, and Happy New Year to you.
Yeah, you bet.
Bye-bye.
Bye.